When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I have to say, it is a very pretty, partly sunny morning here in the great Pacific Northwest, and there's lots of blue sky and puffy clouds. And across the desk, as always, Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
It's nice to have a sunny morning again here on a Sunday
morning.
It is. Yeah, yeah. But
we've had a lot of nice Sundays.
Yeah, we have. But
we may not have a whole lot going forward, but, you know, we're...
Well, are you expecting us to... Well, I know, you know,
I expect us to reenter the normal June pattern.
Okay.
At least I don't expect us to. That's just what I read. That's what the experts are telling us.
Yeah, and it kind of has been kind of rain on and off here for...
In June.
Yeah.
Yeah. But May and April were incredible.
Wow, yeah.
In fact, they were too incredible because our snowpack has been reduced to less than half of average. So
yeah,
we're kind of right back where we were.
We thought we were doing really well.
We were initially.
Yeah, after the winter going into spring and summer, but with the really hot weather, the snowpack is reduced. So I don't know, Snohomish County has already sent out water restriction, you know, recommendations for watering and so forth. So I think we do have to be careful again this summer.
And the fire danger is ever present.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't have a year like we had last year. We lost over 1 million acres to wildfire.
Just in Washington State?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And year before that,
million?
Yeah. The year before that was over 500,000.
Wow.
So we need to hope that that doesn't happen. But we're not off to a good start. We've had some wildfire, a little bit of wildfire, and we haven't even started the season yet.
Well, and even wildfires here on the west side of the mountains,
yeah, very
which
unusual.
Is unusual. So, well, yeah, and which is also means that we need to pay more attention to taking our animal friends in the cars with us, too, because it's been too hot for that on and off here. And, boy, I want to get right to the other studio, which with the sun out, there's a lot of glare, so I can't see through the glass this morning. But our Animal World associate producer and head call screener is here, Kathy Southwick. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, and you have company in your studio.
I do.
Because we have a new addition to the Animal World family this morning, and that would be Trina, who is our latest member of the call screening staff. So I can't see. Is Trina able to say hi?
Yes, just a second.
Good morning, Trina. And welcome to Animal World.
Well, thank you very much. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
I'm very well. Thank you.
All right. So now everybody know that's Trina's voice. And as you know, it is filling out our roundtable in here. It is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday. That's best Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, Martha.
All right. So we've got a full house, and that means we will have open phone lines throughout the show today and be entertaining your phone calls so Dr. Nels can do his free remote sessions for you and or your animal friends and all the aspects and the ways that he can help. And so you want to remember Trina's voice, because you may get Kathy or Trina on the phone when you call in. And at any rate, so this is Trina's maiden voyage on the Animal World ship today. And we're delighted to have you, so I really appreciate you coming in, Trina. All righty. Now, I've already told you it is best Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels he's got a big event coming up we're going to talk about. And like I said, we'll be opening phone lines. We'll get the show started officially here in a few minutes. I have just a little bit of follow-up and an event happening today. I've got current events on the schedule for about 10:50, where I always put it, but if history has anything to do with what will go on in the show today, we often are busy at 10:50 with the phones, so it gets pushed off to the third hour. But sometime today, I will be doing current events in the second or third hour, and there's some new stuff on current events. And like I said, I'll tell you about the event happening today here coming up. And at some point during the show, you will have an opportunity to win some Missing Link for your animal friends. In order to qualify to win our contest, you have to be 18 years or older and cannot have won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW here in the last 30 days. And if that's the case, then you are eligible. I'll be giving you phone numbers throughout the show. And when it's time to call in for Missing Link, I'll let you know it's time. I'll give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. Then you'll pick up your phone and call Kathy and Trina and let them know what version of Missing Link you would like sent to your door. There are a number to choose from that we give away on the show here. We actually give away all formulas of Missing Link except the horse formula. So there's three formulas for dogs, one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint, and a senior formula with the New Zealand green muscle. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. And there's a bird formula and a poultry formula, and we give away all of those. And they're full bags, not just sample bags. So we'll let you know when it's time to call in for that. And I think that about covers what we're doing today, Dr. Nels. So I think it's time to officially start the show. What do you think?
I say go for it.
You say, hey, yeah, but it's been 7 minutes so far. Well, but it's not official until we invoke and honor the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And after all, it's Sunday morning, so we have a couple Saint Francis prayers, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So we start with a little prayer for our animal friends, and coincidentally or not, it is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are official now, and we can do now the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And this is something that has been going on now for quite some time. It is kind of a tweak on Paramhansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And worldwide members of Ananda are doing this affirmation process several times a day all around the world. And you know how strongly I believe that thought directs energy and energy follows thought. And so you can imagine with hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing this peace and prayer initiative all over the world, it's got to be making a difference. So if you'd like to participate, If you're doing it at home, the first affirmation you do for about 60 seconds, which is 10 or 12 times, and the second affirmation you do 3 times. But the radio version of our Peace and Harmony Initiative, we do each affirmation 3 times. And you can say it out loud with me if you like. You can say it silently in your head along with me if you like, or you can say it not at all. It's completely up to you. So the first affirmation is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And then the second one is, fill me. So we're going to do that now. And if you care to join me, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty then, we are now official and on the books. Animal World has begun. So, Dr. Nils.
Yes.
I got just a little bit of follow-up and news to do, and then we'll talk about your event thing going on, and then we'll make it official and open up some phone lines and start doing some calls. Let's see. I just in the follow-up department, and I have to say that I was able to catch my favorite animal TV last night. That was My Cat from Hell, and it was their finale of this season. And boy, I got to tell you, I am just so impressed with Jackson Galaxy and the work he's doing, you know, for cats, you know, because he really has become, you know, rich and famous, I think, you know, with doing this show, because he is such a good, he's the best feline behavior therapist that I've ever seen. And of course, you know, that is my profession. I'm an animal behavior therapist. I work with both dogs and cats and troubleshoot for some others, but in all of my years of working with animals, I don't remember seeing anyone as gifted and as good as he is at what he's doing. And by golly, you know, he's putting his money where his mouth is. And with the success of his television show on Animal Planet and then his books, he started the Jackson Galaxy Foundation. And for the first time last night, the finale of My Cat from Hell was not about private you know, people and their cat problems. He started out by going to a little cat rescue and to work with them. One of the cats in the rescue that they had not been able to adopt out because they had some behavior issues. So Jackson went in to help with that cat, and then as he was there, decided that it was time to start bringing one of his dreams to fruition, and that was to start changing the atmosphere, the feel, the way that animal, you know, cat shelters are designed and created to make them feel better and be better environments for truly letting people getting to know cats and wanting to adopt them and that sort of thing. So he decided to, with this little cat rescue, that this would be his first cat shelter makeover. And so, you know, it's kind of, I forget that show, but there was those reality TV shows, the one that they used to go in and build a house in a week,
right,
for people, that
right.
kind of thing. Well, it was reminiscent of that kind of theme, only they had 3 days, you know, to gut this place and get it all back together. And then, of course, they had their little snafus here and there and stuff damaged in transport that had to be replaced at the last minute and sort of. But they pulled it off, and I have to say, they just did a marvelous job. He had his catification gal come in and help with the design and everything. And it really was wonderful what they put together and the openness and the color and the happy feel of the place. And apparently the adoptions out of that little rescue immediately increased by 25% with the new atmosphere. And, you know, you can just tell that, you know, his heart is truly in this, and he really is doing this because this is his passion. And you know, the end of the show, when he was walking out of the remodeled and redone makeover shelter, you know, he walked out and said, well, okay, one down, 1,000 or 2 to go, but, you know, what's that? We can do it. So he's got a great, wonderful attitude, and it was really great. If you didn't see the episode, it's worth, you know, watching on demand or going to Animal Planet or, you know, watching the reruns, because it really was a great show. And he solved the problem, the behavior issues with the shelter cat, and that cat was adopted at the grand opening of the makeover shelter. So it was really, really a great show. And then they have a couple of vet shows now on Animal Planet, the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, another great show, and it continues to always be a great show. It's my favorite vet show. I just love the guy. He's wonderful. And then there's a new vet show called The Vet Life that runs right after the Dr. Jeff show. And these are three guy veterinarians that met in vet school and opened a practice together in Texas. And it's kind of interesting because they're more formal and more what I would call traditional state-of-the-art type veterinary practice, more formal. They don't go by, you know, like Dr. Jeff does and his first name, and like Dr. Nels. You know, you're more familiar and easier. These guys always, they only refer to themselves as Dr. So-and-so. So the doctor title to them is pretty important, it seems. And even when they're talking about each other, they call each other Dr. So-and-so and all of that. And you can see the difference in terms of how they practice. Like when they're doing surgery, you can see it looks far more like a human environment. With, you know, because they're wearing caps and masks and gowns and foot cover and the whole nine yards, whereas some of the other vet shows like the Dr. Jeff and then Dr. Pohl on Nat Geo channel, they don't do as fancy a surgical setup and so forth. And, you know, I have to say, having been involved in veterinary medicine from the time I was old enough to get a work permit, so a lot of years ago, that it's I kind of grew up in the veterinary hospitals and more old school, and then as I was working in veterinary hospitals over the next 20 years, they kind of, you know, started improving and more and more sterile stuff and more like the human environment. And that's, of course, how a lot of the cost in veterinary medicine started to escalate and so forth. And I have to say, anymore, in watching these shows, I'm more a fan of the old school type, the way they do the Dr. Pohls, the Dr. Jeffs, who don't spend all the money on all the, you know, the fancy stuff, because it makes it more affordable for their, you know, their clients and the animals, and they give so much away. And so far in the Vet Life show, we're not seeing a lot of givens. I mean, their hearts are great, and they're great guys, and it's a good show. But, you know, we're not seeing the giveaway and the
altruism.
Yeah, the altruism of the whole thing. So my the jury's still out for me on how, if that show's going to remain on my gotta watch list. But so there's your update on Animal TV this week. And I got to tell you, happening today, and I apologize for the late notice on this, but this has been kind of traditional for them. Seattle Animal Shelter's annual furry 5K run. It's the 17th annual fun run is today at Seward Park. But for some reason, they don't send out press releases ahead of time to tell people about it. The press release they send out is always just a few days before the event. And so far, every year, I completely space it and don't remember to check on when it is so I can put it on current events and tell you about it. And then I get the press release a few days before the event, and then it's too late. So that's again what happened this year. So last minute, it's happening today. It's at Seward Park in Seattle. The fun run starts at a fun walk and run starts at 10 a.m. today. And then after the fun run and walk, they have their booze and you know, after the event celebration, and it's kind of a petapalooza sort of thing. So lots of vendors and booze, and it goes on, you know, for through the afternoon. So if you're looking for something to do with your dog friends, you could head on, you know, listen to Animal World and head on over to Seward Park, and it will be going on from 10 a.m. on today. So what's up with that? And then the last thing I want to tell you about is next Saturday is the social event of the season, at least in my book, and that would be the annual Ananda Community Open House and Summer Solstice Celebration. Now, Dr. Nels would tell you that there's another event that happens next Saturday.
That's my 38th anniversary?
That would be it. Your wedding anniversary is also next Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is why he won't be joining us at a booth at the Ananda Open House, because he and his lovely wife, who's also, her name is also Martha, you will guys celebrating 38 years?
Yes,
wow.
38 years. And it's, you know, at this time, it's we're definitely not thinking of changing anything. We're going to keep going.
Hey, excellent, excellent. That's what I like to hear. And so unless you're celebrating Dr. Nell's anniversary with him, the place to be is at the Ananda community in Linwood. The event starts at 3 in the afternoon, and there will be all kinds of booze for you to stroll through. A lot of, you know, the Ananda Farms, and Zach and Haley will be there, and Bhima and Bhakti, you know, and Zach and where he was here with Bhima from East West Bookshop, and, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, and they'll all be there, and Farm Fresh Produce, and you know, fruits and vegetables and all that kind of stuff. And then our own Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center are harmonic energy shifters who will be in the studio next Sunday. But the day before, they're going to be at the Ananda Open House. They'll have a booth so you can come and meet Jude and Paul Ponton in person and let them put some forks on you and all that sort of stuff. And there will be the Ananda Farm Prana Cafe, so free food throughout the afternoon, and my friend Jana is doing all of that, and I've gotten to sample a lot of the food, and it's really, really going to be great. So, you know, come for the free food. There'll be tours of the community, live music throughout the afternoon, and so it's all about free food at the Prana Cafe and music and the booze. And then at 5 o'clock, there is the, from 5 to 6 o'clock, is the our annual summer solstice celebration with more music and celebration and guest speakers and that sort of thing. And then at 6 o'clock, there's a free vegetarian dinner. So, you know, a typical spaghetti-type feed, but all vegetarian, and I understand it's going to be all gluten-free this year. And so anyway, great, wonderful free spaghetti feed at 6 o'clock, and then one more tour of the community, and the booze will stay open a little bit. And so that's next Saturday. I hope you will come out and join us. And if you'd like more information about the Ananda Open House and Solstice Celebration, you can go to anandawashington.org, and there'll be information there about the open house. But I hope you'll join us, and I'll be there. I do the welcome booth, so I'm the first one you meet when you come. I'll be there to welcome you and give you a name tag and give you a little map, because you go around the booths and get stamps from everybody, and then you put your completed form in a jar and for all the great door prizes that all the vendors bring. So it's going to be a really fun event. I'm sorry, Dr. Nels, that you and Martha just don't want to come and celebrate your anniversary.
Well, maybe, you never know. Maybe I'll be able to convince her that we have to stop.
That you stop by. Well, that's what, you know, Jude and Paul came as guests to the open house last year, and they enjoyed it so much they decided to do a booth with us this year. So that's why they're officially participating this year. So maybe we'll get you next year, and it won't fall right on your anniversary. So Dr. Nels can be there too. Okay, so I think that catches us up, and that brings us time to take care of our advertisers. And it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So I hope you'll listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And it's also time for you to pick up your phone And give us a call if you'd like to get in line to get a free remote session with Dr. Nels. Dr. Nels can work on your animal friends. Sometimes before he can work on your animal friends, he's got to work on you, unless, of course, you're calling about you, and he can work on you too. But you can help with physical problems, emotional problems, behavioral type stuff. You can do some muscle testing type, and you do it remotely to test for sensitivities or
toxicity,
right. Food or drug compatibility and dosages, that sort of thing.
Right.
So he does all kinds of stuff, and we'll talk more about what he's doing, and we'll tell you about the big event he's got coming up as soon as we continue. But phone lines are open, so here are the phone numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So pick up your phones. Time to call in. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and then we'll hear about the special deal Dr. Nels has got going on straight ahead. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. It's Dr. Nels Day here on Animal World, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And that we are. I'm Martha Norwalk. You're listening to Animal World, and for that, I thank you. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. And if you want to check out Dr. Nels, if by chance you're joining us for the first time or you haven't heard Dr. Nels before, pop on his website, www.nels, that's N-E-L-S, NelsHealingMinistry.com. Click on the testimonials and watch some of the videos and watch the miracles he is consistently doing, especially with paralyzed dogs from the waist down. And there's dachshunds, there's corgis, and there's other breeds of dogs.
German shepherds.
You know, that, and before and after videos that paralyzed, and this is dogs with no drugs, no surgery. And 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels, they're up and walking again, and it's miraculous. So, you know, check that out. And then you can jot down this phone number for Dr. Nels, because if you need to contact him to schedule, you can also do that through his website. You can send in a, what is it?
If you click on the healing packages.
Healing packages.
And then there's an animal assessment questionnaire link. Take that, and we'll get back to you. My website's kind of in a whole uproar at the moment, but I don't think it looks like it to the general public.
Oh, okay, just to you, huh? So you're, right. You're changing some stuff, huh?
Right, we're going to be doing a bunch of changes. But anyway, as it currently stands, you go to my NelsHealingMinistry.com and click on Healing Packages, and then if you click on the Animal Assessment Questionnaire, that you get that done. That puts you on the fast track to getting to talk with me about what's going on with your animal.
All right. And if you need to call in for some reason, you can jot down the phone number, 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. And I also heard about Darcy Pariso, our Animal World communicator. She's great. And works with you over the phone. She works via email and has a hot deal. Usually, one question for $15, which is really inexpensive. Great when you with such a gifted communicator. So DarcyPariso.com. And Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They'll be in the studio here next week, and of course at the Ananda Open House on Saturday. And I think during the break, I almost have convinced Dr. Nels that. He and his lovely wife celebrating their anniversary need to come by the Ananda Open House. So, you know, they may be there also.
We may be there.
It's starting to look good. Now, I also want to tell you, well, before I forget, that this may be the last opportunity for you to attend my classes here on the East Side. They're coming up. I'll be teaching my Keys to Understanding our animal friends and resolving any issues with them. It's a two-part class, but the individual classes stand on their own, and you can take just one, but it's best if you take them both. First class this Wednesday evening at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland from 6:30 to 9. It's communicating with animals, emphasis being on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, how to send, how to receive. And then a week from Wednesday, June 22nd, same time, 6:30 to 9, is the human-to-animal transference and learning how your stuff affects your animals, and which is why sometimes Dr. Nels needs to work on you before he can work on your animal.
Exactly.
But I explain and teach you all that stuff. And the great news is the classes are only $20 a piece, and if you do both of them, you can do that for $35. You can't beat the price. And like I said, this is the last time I'll be teaching the classes on the East Side this year. So if you've been thinking about doing it and dinking around, you got to get busy now and give a call, Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, to register. Their number is 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. All right, so Dr. Nels, you've got a special event. Now, I know you posted something on Facebook. Oh, and by the way, you can find Animal World on Facebook these days. So go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. I posted a photograph of Nels and Kathy and with Trina, our new call screener. So if you want to see what Trina looks like, you can look at the photo. And then, Dr. Nels, you posted something about some special event, and I put it up on Animal World. So tell us what it's all about.
Right. Well, it's my first ever Facebook event, so hopefully I did that right, you know, pushed the right buttons and everything. But what we're doing is we're going to have a special week at the end of this month, June 27th through July 1st, in which I'll be doing 10 45-minute consultations. I call it my Vibrant Pet Discovery Session, and that's because a lot of the times the people who call me, their pet is anything but vibrant, so right. I want to focus on the vibrance.
Yeah, that's usually the reason we call you.
Right, and so anyway, all those sessions will be at no charge. Normally, to be on the phone with me for a half an hour is about $100, so it's a good deal,
great
way
yeah.
for people to get connected with me and talk about their animals. So if you go to the to my Facebook page, or maybe to yours because we're sharing it, the special event, I believe I called it Help for Paralyzed Pets.
Yeah,
real.
Yeah.
But anyway, you go to that Help for Paralyzed Pets special event, and there's some links on there that you can click on. One has a really awesome video that's already attracted to me, the potential to be on a National Geographic show. And the other thing is the animal assessment questionnaire again. So that's how you can get in the pipeline to get one of these free 45-minute sessions.
Yeah, and it is up on the Animal World Facebook page. So I just pulled up my phone here to take a quick look here. And oh, for crying out loud, it went back to my
newsfeed. Oh, so now she's going to do selfies.
Huh?
I said, so now she's going to do selfies.
Me? No, I'm not going to do selfies. I was going to go to, there we go, to the Animal World Facebook page. And the first thing is the announcement of today's show. Then there's the photograph of us. And then, okay, so what you're looking for is the post. It's like two down from the top. And it's Healing Ministry for Animals event, Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016.
Yep.
So that's what you titled it. And there's a picture of a corgi.
Right.
A tricolor corgi that looks like it's dragging its rear end.
Right. It's dragging its hind legs behind it because they don't work.
So people go to that and what? Just click on that, and that will take them to a page with
more
information.
Yeah, right. Then they can get to the more information page, and they'll know what to do from that point.
Okay, and again, this the week that you're doing these assessments will be when?
June 27th through July 1st.
June 27th through July 1st, but they can apply to be one of the...
Yeah, right. They want to start now. If they have an animal in trouble, they want to start now and sign up for those sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to sign up now.
I've only got 10.
Okay, so yeah. So you're limiting it to 10
right.
participants. So if you want to be able to do that, you want to get on this right now.
Right, and not necessarily everybody that goes through the process will actually get a consultation, because some of them won't need a lengthy consultation. So some of you might not you need more than talk to me for 5 minutes about something. But if I get one that I could say, oh, this is a really, you know, that complex kind of case that we really want to talk about, then we'll set you up for one of those long consultations.
All right, sounds good. Well, all right, let's see what you can do for our first caller today. By the way, we've got open phone lines for you, 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. We're going to start today in Seattle with Mimi. Mimi, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello, Mimi.
Hi.
Hi there.
All right, what can we help you with?
Okay, so I have two cats. One of them, she's been pooping on the floor. And I was on the show about a month ago when Darcy was a guest.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And so since then, I bought a toy and I play with them for 5 minutes every day, and she was doing well about a couple weeks. Then she had an accident. Then Memorial Day weekend came, I was out of town.
And that, okay, and this is Floor is your kitty, right?
Yes.
And so Dr. Nails can start making a connection. What does Floor look like? What color is she?
Gray tabby.
So she's a gray tabby. And about how old is she?
3 this year.
3 years. And so she's been having inappropriate bowel movements from time to time.
Correct. On the floor.
Which I usually associate with grief, sadness, disappointment type stuff. It often has related around Mimi traveling back and forth. But then we did have Darcy tune in and talk to Floor, and she kind of came up with some of that plan of you playing with her and more special attention and that sort of thing, and Mimi's learned how to kind of send mental postcards and talk to Floor about what's going on, and she was doing real well, but it's flared up again, has it?
Yes. Over the Memorial Day weekend, I was out of town a couple of nights.
Uh-huh.
When I came home, there was poop on the floor.
Yeah.
And last Sunday morning, after I fed them, she came down, look at the food. She didn't touch. She turned around, went into the living room, and she peed.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right, so is that the first time she's done inappropriate urination?
Yes.
So that's something new. So
yeah.
We have to, because sometimes that can be indicative of a urinary tract problem, but she hasn't done this before.
No.
So are you able to tune in with her, Dr.
Nails?
What
thing
are you
I
getting?
Get, yeah, I'm actually finding that we need to balance Mimi's energy first, and then we can get to Floor.
Okay, so Mimi, you're kind of on the hook here. And that means that, so Dr. Nails has got to kind of do a reboot and a rebalancing for Mimi first.
Yes. And what I found about you, Mimi, is that there is a stress factor around the feeling of reliable. And that stress, it's interesting because we're talking this human to animal transference issue, which what that means is for you, you had at some point in your past a big issue around somebody being reliable. It was a big stressful thing for you.
Oh.
And then, so what's happening now is with that in your energy field, now that same situation, that feeling is what your cat picks up.
Oh.
So we're going to correct it in you, and then we'll get to resetting Floor.
So you're kind of saying that maybe Floor's behavior is reflective of some leftover stuff going on with Mimi?
Right,
is that,
right. Did this sound, did this ring any bells for you, Mimi? Did it sound, you don't have to reveal any, you know, secrets, but I mean.
But maybe someone in your life not being reliable or not being able to count on.
Yeah, and when I say somewhere in your life, I mean, this could be from early childhood even. It's anywhere in your life. So, because it's something that gets stuck in your energy field and creates this vibration that then the cat picks up on.
So any issues in your life that you can think of, Mimi, that of people inconsistent, not being reliable, you couldn't count on them? Has that ever been a problem in your life?
Not
that you're thinking about it, doesn't sound
sure.
You're not remembering that, but okay.
Okay, so
nevertheless, we're going to clear that out. It's possible, it doesn't happen a lot, but it's possible that it's actually an ancestral thing and it didn't come up under that category. You know, I do find ancestral issues all the time. But, you know, this may be one of those. Whatever the case, there is that vibration. And the problem is being reliable is a great thing. But when reliability gets mixed up with stress responses, in other words, it was like the opposite of reliable, then what happens is that creates a negative energy around a perfectly positive feeling. So anyway, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to have you close your eyes and look down and to the right. And then you're going to take a slow, deep breath in and then hold it for a few seconds. And then you'll slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds. So go ahead and get that going. Eyes closed down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing. And as you do that, think reliable and the number 6.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word reliable, and the number 6.
Okay, and there we're getting the pulses synchronizing, so you can open your eyes and breathe normally, And what I'm going to have you do is think this thought, Mimi. Just think, mm-hmm. I am reliable. I am reliable.
Okay.
Okay, and that muscle tests just fine. So let me see if there's anything else we have to do with you. There is.
Mm.
All right, and now is a feeling of trust. So we're going to have you focus. Just focus on the feeling of trust. Okay, and again, with your eyes closed, look mm-hmm. down to the right. Do mm-hmm. that slow, controlled breathing and focus on trust and the number six.
So closed eyes, look down to the right, controlled, slow breathing, thinking the word trust and the number six.
Okay, and there we go. We've got good pulses coming in, so go ahead and open your eyes again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to just think, I trust. And that is working out. No reaction there. Let's see if there's anything else. All right, now it's time for me to check on floor. So let's see what I find. All right, so we are going to find what I have called in the past the basic reset, which is a point in the middle of the right side of her neck and then the middle of the right side of her low back. And uh-huh. I'm just connecting the dots is the way I look at it. There's two places there that need to have a better energetic connection.
Uh-huh.
And I'm touching those, you might say, energetically right now and waiting on pulses to synchronize.
Uh-huh.
Right now they're real fluttery and they're starting to slow a little bit here.
So, and just for those of you that are listening, when Dr. Nels is working on a human, we can give you direction, and so that's why we, you know, the what to do with your eyes and what to do with your breathing and what to do with your mind, and I think that's kind of to kind of open up the channels better for Dr. Nels to be able to get there energetically. With the animals, they obviously we can't give that kind of instruction, so you're just touching the points and running the energy for them.
All right, yes, we got the right side done. We're going to do the same thing on the left, and then I'll see if there's any specialty points we need to work with.
Excellent.
But what this means is when I do this basic reset is that for some reason, and it may have been around that the feelings of reliability and trust, she was stuck in fight or flight. And so this is resetting that fight or flight system back to the balance point between fight and flight and rest and digest, and then the body can go either way as it needs to, as opposed to being stuck.
Yeah, and that makes sense, you know, the reliability and trust, because this the inappropriate bowel movements and then the now it's just the urination coming up, but it's revolved around Mimi traveling and not being there on so that could be an issue, you know, with reliability and trust for Floor.
Right. So we found some more points. We got the basic mm-hmm. reset done, and now there's a few in the middle back area, you might say, on the left that I'm working mm-hmm. on. As to what they might specifically be about, that's always a little challenging to say. You know, it could be gallbladder type thing going on, something like that, but it could just be just a basic energetic problem. It hasn't necessarily manifested in a physical, I don't know if I want to use the word symptom or mm-hmm. even disability of some kind, but something's going on that left alone would not be, first of all, it's not comfortable. Secondly, it might develop into some kind of condition later on. Okay, now I'm getting good pulses on that. See if there's any Excellent. More. We're going to mirror that on the right. And feeling the pulses coming in again. So this... what normally happens after we go through this process mm-hmm. is that the animal, usually what happens is they want to sleep for a little while, which is great. They just go off and sleep. And then when they wake up, they're much calmer and more centered and less likely to do the things that you're hoping they won't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that all works out. It'll be interesting, you know, to call in and let Martha know later how
Well, yeah, and Mimi, again, next week Jude and Paul Potten are in, so it'll be good for you to call in and let them look at the energy and see if there's anything left over that they can, you know, do their stuff with. But and then you can give us a report about how she's been doing this week. So Dr. Nels just did an okay sign. So yeah. So floor is good.
Right. We got her balanced.
Okay.
All right. So Mimi, you can check with me off air if you need to. But okay. Definitely call us next week. You can let us know how floor did this week.
Okay.
Although, you know, it may be a little while before we know if we have a consistent change here.
Right.
But okay. You let me know what's going on and check in sure. with us next week, and we'll have Jude and Paul sure. see what's going on with the energy at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks okay. for your call, Mimi.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Everybody, that opens phone lines for you. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. We've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. So we will do that, and you can pick up your phones and give us a call. Animal World continues. It's Best Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why The Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for pretty much all of our animal friends. There are 3 formulas for dogs. There's a formula for cats. There's a wellness vegetarian blend that you can feed to both dogs and cats and other critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the likes. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can check them out at www.missinglinkproducts.com or give them a call at 800-774-7387.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's, or of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a best Sunday. That means bioenergetic synchronization technique with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And Dr. Nels, we were talking earlier about the event package you've got coming up that from June 27th through the 7th through the 1st of July.
Right.
This month you're going to do some special free healing sessions for.
Well, they're not exactly healing sessions.
Yeah, so what is it that you're doing?
What I'm doing is actually it's an in-depth consultation. So if you have an animal that's got a serious especially if it's like a serious mobility issue, like it's losing its ability to walk,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a long-standing problem, like one I had that was a dog that was limping for a whole year, and everything they tried, acupuncture, chiropractic, all the typical veterinarian stuff, they couldn't figure out what was wrong, and it just kept limping and limping.
Wow.
And anyway, we were able to get that one better. So, but I spend 30 to 45 minutes on the phone ferreting out all the possible issues that might be connected to this situation. And when I've done with that, then we come up with a plan for what it's going to take, if it seems appropriate for me to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a plan for what it's going to take to get that done. So that's what that special session's all about.
And that's real nice. I mean, because you are real honest about that. If you don't feel that you can help, you're very honest about that.
Right. And I probably should mention that my experience has pretty well become that if you have an animal that was paralyzed and you've had the animal's had back surgery, I have never gotten one of those better.
And okay.
I have tried and tried, and I just tried again recently thinking this seemed like the perfect case where I had the best chance ever, didn't work. And so I just have to say it's probably not worth either of our time to discuss it. It just is.
Once they've had the surgery.
And if they're still not getting better after that, it just seems like they're too far gone.
Right, so kind of that's kind of a reason to not do surgery.
Well, you know, if it's possible to forego the surgery for a while and give me a chance, we might get that animal walking. I don't know whether it's because they were so bad from the beginning that there just was no hope anyway,
right.
Or if the surgery has something to do with why that animal is no longer able to heal up. But either way, I have not had any success.
That makes sense. Now, you said you've got a really neat video that people can watch.
Right. I put together about a 2.5-minute video that I call Hope for Paralyzed Pets. And in that Facebook event, if you go to my Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page, then,
or you can go to
the Animal World Facebook page,
because both of us have it posted.
Right. You can click on that event, and in the details part, the description, there are a couple of links. One is to the animal assessment questionnaire, if you want to fill that out. And the other link that is before that is to the Hope for Paralyzed Pets video that I made. And it's to my mind, it's the best video I've put together yet.
And that's the one you sent to me. I've seen that. It is a great video because it's like a montage,
right,
of a lot of different cases before and afters.
Right.
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 Yeah. So it's very impressive.
Yeah.
To see what Dr. Nels has been able to accomplish with these patients.
Yeah.
And so now we know that as long as they haven't had the back surgery, there may be hope to
yes.
get them walking again.
Yeah. And you know, that's why the long consultation, because many times there's details in there I find that are going to help me make that decision on whether or not we're likely to get results. And one of the cases on that video is Wheezy, which was a dog that was down in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
And I only did work over the phone with the owners on that one.
All remote.
Yeah, it was all remote. In order for us to determine if it was even going to be worth a try, we had to have a very lengthy conversation, and they sent me a little video of her, and we discussed that. And, you know, putting all that information together, I felt very strongly that we were going to be successful with her. And sure enough, 5 days after her first session, she actually started teetering around a little bit on her feet.
Wow, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. All right, so check that out. You can go to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down, it's like two or so down, and it's a picture of a corgi.
Right.
Will catch your eye, and it's Dr. Nell's...
Help for Paralyzed Pets.
Help 2016. For Paralyzed Pets 2016. Click on that, or go to the Dr. Nell's Facebook page. It's Nell's Healing Ministry.
It's actually Healing Ministry for Animals. It's
Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, and you'll find it there as well.
Right.
So we're going to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. Somebody's in the screening process, so looks like we'll be starting with phone calls, but we have lines open for you, and we'd love to hear from you. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues with Dr. Nell's straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.